The Tale of Momotaro. Chapter 1. The Peach Boy. A long time ago, in a small village in Japan, there lived an old man and his wife. They were very kind and hardworking, but they were sad because they had no children. The old man went to the mountains every day to cut wood, and the old woman went to the river to wash clothes. One day, while the old woman was washing clothes in the river, she saw a big peach floating down the stream. It was the biggest and most beautiful peach she'd ever seen. She thought, "This peach must be very delicious. I will take it home and share it with my husband." The old woman picked up the peach and took it home. When the old man came back from the mountains, they decided to cut the peach and eat it together. But as soon as they cut the peach, they were surprised to see a baby boy inside. The baby boy looked at the old couple and smiled. They were very happy and named him Momotaro, which means peach boy. They raised Momotaro with love and care, and he grew up to be a strong and kind young man. Chapter 2. The Journey Begins. One day, Momotaro heard that there were many evil ogres, called Oni, living on a distant island. The Oni were causing trouble for the people in the village, stealing their food and treasures. Momotaro decided that he would go to the island and defeat the Oni. The old man and the old woman were worried, but they knew that Momotaro was brave and strong. They made him some delicious dumplings called kibidengo to take on his journey. Momotaro put the kibidengo in a small bag and set off on his adventure. As he walked, Momotaro met a dog. The dog looked hungry, so Momotaro gave him a piece of kibidengo. The dog was very happy and decided to join Momotaro on his journey. A little further down the road, Momotaro met a monkey. The monkey was also hungry, so Momotaro gave him a piece of kibidengo. The monkey was very grateful and joined Momotaro and the dog. Finally, Momotaro met a pheasant. The pheasant was hungry too, so Momotaro gave him a piece of kibidengo. The pheasant was very thankful and joined Momotaro, the dog, and the monkey. Together they continued their journey to the island of the Oni. Chapter 3. The Island of the Oni. After a long journey, Momotaro and his friends arrived at the island where the Oni lived. The island was dark and scary, with high mountains and thick forests. But Momotaro and his friends were not afraid. They were determined to defeat the Oni and bring peace to their village. Momotaro told his friends, "Let's work together to defeat the Oni. We must be brave and strong." They walked towards the Oni's castle, which was surrounded by a tall, strong wall. Momotaro called out to the Oni, "Come out, you evil Oni. We are here to defeat you." The Oni were very angry when they heard Momotaro's challenge. They opened the gates and rushed out to fight Momotaro and his friends. The battle was fierce, but Momotaro and his friends were brave and fought with all their strength. The dog bit the Oni's legs, the monkey scratched their faces, and the pheasant pecked their eyes. Momotaro fought the biggest and strongest Oni with his sword. Finally, after a long and difficult battle, Momotaro and his friends defeated the Oni. Chapter 4. The Return Home. The defeated Oni begged for mercy. They promised to leave the island and never trouble the people again. They also gave Momotaro all the treasures they had stolen from the village. Momotaro and his friends loaded the treasures onto a cart and began their journey back home. The people in the village were overjoyed when they saw Momotaro and his friends returning with the treasures. They celebrated their victory and thanked Momotaro for his bravery. The old man and the old woman were very proud of Momotaro. They hugged him and said, "You are a true hero. We are so happy and proud of you." Momotaro shared the treasures with the villagers, and everyone lived happily and peacefully. The village was safe from the Oni, thanks to Momotaro and his friends. The end. And so, the tale of Momotaro, the Peach Boy, ends. His bravery and kindness brought peace and happiness to his village. The story of Momotaro is still told today, reminding us that with courage and kindness, we can overcome any challenge.